Well, lawmakers in Washington are looking into Florida's voting trouble this year. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda, and good morning. And they heard from a guy yesterday who's been in the news a lot lately. A joke is what former Governor Charlie Crist says Florida has become after new voting laws put in place by his successor, Governor Rick Scott. Crist spoke out yesterday on Capitol Hill during a U.S. Senate committee hearing looking into problems at the polls this election cycle. He reminded the committee that when he was governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011, he expanded early voting and voting by mail, and he criticized Governor Scott for signing a new law reducing early voting days.
Florida, which 4 years earlier was a model for efficiency, became once again a late-night TV joke. Voters who wanted to vote early were frequently subjected to lines of 3 or 4 hours. And as Governor Scott refused to take action to ease the lines, in some cases, those lines extended to 6 and 7 hours.
The law passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Scott reduced the number of early voting days from 14 to 8. The days cut included the Sunday before Election Day, which typically drew large numbers of Democratic-leaning black voters to early balloting sites after church. Governor Rick Scott admits that Florida's embattled voting laws partly to blame for the state's election issues this year. During an interview with CNN yesterday, Scott said the law needs to be changed. He also blamed long ballots and fewer early voting days for long lines. Scott's critics say those problems were caused by a voting bill he signed and advocated into law last year. But the governor told CNN's Soledad O'Brien that he wasn't to blame for any of those problems.
You know, I complied with the law. We had an election bill that was passed my first year in office by the legislature. It was approved by the Justice Department. So I complied with the law. And that's, you know, when you're the governor, you've got to comply with the law. And that's what I did. But we do need change. We've got to have a bipartisan group come together, Republicans and Democrats, and say, we've got to improve this.
As governor, Scott did have the ability to veto that bill. Besides eliminating early voting days, the 2011 voting bill also allowed lawmakers to put lengthy amendments on the ballot, and experts say that change was partly to blame for the long delays at the polling places. Meanwhile, only 36% of Florida voters approve of the job that Rick Scott is doing. Quinnipiac University surveyed over 12,000 registered voters in the last week. More than half of them say Scott does not deserve a second term in office. Quinnipiac's Peter Brown says the governor may be vulnerable to an opponent in his own party.
Different voter groups all would like another candidate to challenge Mr. Scott for renomination, including a majority of Republicans.
Former Governor Charlie Crist, now a Democrat, considered the frontrunner among challengers in 2014. The poll shows Crist is better known and has higher approval ratings than Alex Sink, the Democrat who narrowly lost to Scott in the 2010 election. Crist recently changed his political affiliation to Democrat. He was a Republican when he served as governor, then became independent during his unsuccessful run for the U.S. Senate. Whether it's about politics, arts, education, environment, etc., we want to hear from you about it. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. And for more news, visit us at WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.